What's going on, everybody? We've got a great How To Tuesday with you this week. We have Captain Jonathan Moss from Captain's Log TV. We're going to talk about something that not all anglers do, but maybe all anglers should. Jonathan and I were talking before the podcast about things that we teach our anglers when they're on the boat. And one of the things that he feels strongly about is closing the bail manually when you're using a spinning reel. And there's a couple of different ways you can close it. You can just kick the handle over, and if it has an automatic bail, it will sometimes flop over. Sometimes that spring gets really loose. There's some other issues that can happen, but Jonathan's with us today. Jonathan, what's going on, man? Tell me about closing the bail manually and your opinion about that.
Well, listen, we started this conversation because I recently got a 1-star review on Google because the couple I had wasn't a fan of me educating them and teaching them, hey, please flip the bail over manually. And we do this for a few reasons. Number one, it's being a good steward of your investment. People are spending a lot of money, $100, $200 on a spinning reel. So flipping the bail by hand manually is going to allow that reel to last longer. There's gears inside of the bail. So when you flip it open, if those gears are worn out and you make your cast, it's going to sometimes flip shut while you're casting. Mm-hmm. You ever had that happen? It's extremely frustrating, especially when you have fish out in front of you. So you don't want those gears to wear out. Vice versa, when you shut it, if the gears are wore out, sometimes it opens back up and you're cranking the handle and it's just spinning. Nothing's really happening. So that's number one. You want to help your gear last as long as you possibly can. So when you have that opportunity to present to a fish, it doesn't mess up. Number two, a lot of us, especially inshore, we've switched over from using mono to braided line. Now, mono will still get loops in its line. And I really like using mono if I'm sheep's head fishing. It's clear, they can't see it. There's some stretch there, there's some give. But most of the time, I'm using braided line. So think about wind knots. When you are making your cast, that line is being pulled, gravity, the hook is taken, or the jig has taken, or whatever you're fishing with is taking the line out. Gravity's pulling it to the water. So if I flip the bail over manually, just a split second before that lure hits the water, it's going to do a few things. Number one, it's going to pull the line tight onto the spool. That's going to eliminate the possibility of the opportunity for slack in the line, which causes your wind knots. Number two, if there's any kind of wind, that wind's going to create a belly in the line. It's going to create slack in the line. So flipping that bail over manually right before the lure hits the water, it's going to pull that line tight and get rid of all that slack. So as soon as you start reeling, you're there. And if you're casting to a tailing fish, you don't want all this slack in your line because it could possibly hit the tail, hit the fish, line the fish, spook the fish. So those are two of the biggest benefits to flipping it manually. There's some other benefits, like when you're flipping the bail like talking about with the line getting dragged. I see it all the time with newbie anglers and seeing that line get pulled out way out to the side. And then they're having to reel and reel and reel just to catch up. Even if we're not sight fishing, that just takes more time. It's going to eliminate your success on the water. So the biggest two reasons, taking care of your gear, letting it last longer. And number two, coming tight onto the spool so you don't get wind knots. Wind knots are frustrating. They're annoying. They take away from fishing time. We're here to have fun. So it's super important to do those two things while you're out on the water.
Yeah. Well, I agree with almost everything that you said. I tend to feather the line, stop it with my finger, then reach over and close the bail manually. And the reason that I also suggest that you close the bail manually is for the same reason that you are, that those, the gears, the springs, the things that are closing this bail, some reels even have a magnetic bail, which definitely lasted longer than a spring in salt water. But at the moment of truth, you would, you know, like it's a permit. You've thrown a live crab to a permit. You're letting it drop. It's like, okay, click the bail and reel, because it, he's eating it, right? And the tails come up, it's out of the water, close the bale and reel. And because that reel is older or hasn't been taken care of well, or just salt and little springs don't go well, the bale does what you said, and it just spins around the top. And so you're reeling and reeling and reeling with it when an inexperienced angler is reeling and doing exactly what you're saying, but no line is being brought up. Meanwhile, the permit, the one permit that this guy might catch in his entire life, has eaten the crab, spit it out, you know, shucked the shell and spit out everything, and has swam off. And you're like, well, we should be, there's drag should be going out right now. It is happening. This is happening. But it never happened because of the bale. So I also suggest that. And a lot of reels don't even have an automatic bale anymore. And one of the big reasons for that is, especially with a surf casting reel, it is a dangerous thing. You're using a plug that is 8 to 10 inches long with three treble hooks on it. And you have an overhang that it happens to be almost perfect to hit you in the face. It, like if the reel were to if that bale were to slam shut. So you take your big surf casting reel, you throw like this, the bale slams shut, and it comes back and it can hit you directly in the face. And so surf casting reels don't have them. A lot of the, even the really high end reels, people are surprised when they do not have an automatic closing bale. But for all those reasons, it's definitely something to consider. You can sit there and practice it. I practice it. I'll just hold a spinning reel in my hand, reel, 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 close the bale, open the bale, close the bale, open the bale, close the bale. Mark Croca says he used to do that for his entire high school career. He had a spinning reel underneath the desk and he would just manually open and close the bale.
But see, when you're sight fishing, doing what Mark did, when you're sight fishing, you have to focus on that fish. So when you have built that muscle memory of being able to grab the line, make your cast, and not having to look anywhere else, because if you look away from that fish, guarantee you that fish is going to move and you're going to be, you're going to be scanning. So having that muscle memory where you can make the cast without looking at what you're doing, closing the bale, ready to go, focused on the fish the entire time, your chances of catching the fish go up, go through the roof. So yes, absolutely. And going back to what you said with feathering it, that's still, it's slowing it down. It's still coming tight on the reel, as opposed to flipping it shut right before it hits the line. Right. Same concept where it's coming tight on the reel. That's the key to avoiding those wind knots, is coming tight onto the reel.
Right. Well, great tips from Jonathan Moss, Captain's Log TV. Close the bale manually. And if you're going to go down that road, don't wait until you're in a fishing tournament or you're in the most important fishing situation of your life. Do what Mark Croca did and practice a whole bunch of times. Sit there watching TV with your wife and practice reeling and reeling and reeling, closing the bale, open the bale, and don't take your eye. Exactly what Jonathan said. Outstanding tip. Never be able to manage your gear without ever taking your eye off of the fish. So you are doing it maybe even in the periphery of your vision, but even better, do it with your eyes closed, because that's what you're really going to need to do to be successful out on the water. And if you can do that, you're going to catch a lot more fish. All right. Thanks, Jonathan. I appreciate it, man. That's a great tip about manually closing the bale. All right. We'll see you next week. How to Tuesday.